Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avimara, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef, as well as for all the cholim in our neighborhood who are ill with the virus. I'm going to mute everybody. Feel free to unmute yourself if you have. Feel free to unmute yourself if you have any question or comment to make. We are on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. We're discussing very briefly Shem and Sreifa before we get into the major topic of today's daf, which is the text of the Nusach of Brachos. Very, very fascinating topic of today's daf. Here we go. V'lo b'shemen Sreifa. So the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to use for lichbenchen for lichtzen on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use for candlelighting on Shabbos shemen Sreifa. Oil that needs to be burned. Says the Gemara, my shemen sreifa. I'm a rabbi. Shemen shel truma shenitma. It's shemen that was truma, and the truma became tameya. So the halacha is once truma becomes tameya, you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, v'amai kari la shemen sreifa. Hoel v'la sreifa omein. Why is it called shemen sreifa? Because the halacha is that you have to burn it. Why do you have to burn oil that becomes tameya? Why do you have to burn it? You have to burn it because you're not allowed to leave it around your house because maybe we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. So, and that's a very serious issur to eat truma, tumea. I think we established last time it's misa b'dei shamayim. Very, very serious issur. So therefore, in order to make sure that you don't eat it, you have to burn it. You have to burn it, says the Gemara. Uv Shabbos my time alo.
Isser asay, no?
Is that what we said?
I think isser asay.
Isser asay. So is there no misa b'dei shamayim, or there is misa b'dei shamayim?
Right, no misa b'dei shamayim.
Okay.
Isser asay. Looked it up.
Okay, that was the last time, right? So it's an isser asay. It's an isser asay, even for a kohen to eat truma tamea?
I believe so. I'll look.
We'll look it up again.
Find the Rambam later.
Okay, so you're not allowed to even have it around, so therefore you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, over Shabbos, my time alone. Now, so wait a second, but so why can't you use it for Shabbos candles? Why can't you? The halacha is that a kohen is permitted to burn truma tumea and to benefit from that burning. Let's say benefit from the light. A kohen is allowed to burn truma tumea. There's no isser hana on the truma tumea. There's only an isser achila. So the halacha is you're allowed to burn it. You're allowed to burn it on and be nana from the light. The Gemara is going to explain this later on in Chaf Hayamid Aleph that at the time of the beer you are allowed to burn it. It's not that there's no isser hana. There is an isser hana, but the being nana from it via the burning once it's consumed, if you're destroying it, so the hana that it comes from destroying it, then that you are allowed. The Gemara is going to learn later on in Chaf Hay that's permissible. So the question is, why can't you use it for Shabbos candles? Burn it, Erev Shabbos. You're being yotzei the mitzvah of burning it. You're not having it around, and you're allowed to be nanet from the or. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, no. Mitok she mitzvah olav levaro. Since you have to get rid of it, gzei Hashem ayate. We're afraid you're going to want to make it burn faster because there's halacha that you have to burn it. So we're afraid maybe you'll adjust the fire on Shabbos so that you're going to make the shemen sreifa burn faster. If that's the whole problem, on Yontif you're allowed to burn fire. You're allowed to make fire. You're allowed to light from an existing fire. You're allowed to burn on Yontif. So you should be allowed to use it for Yontif lighting. Alama Tanan, how come we have a Mishnah later on? We're going to learn it today's daf. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov. That not only are you not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa for Shabbos, you're also not allowed to use it on Yontif. If the whole problem is Shemayate, that shouldn't be a problem on Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to adjust the flame. Answers the Gemara, Gezeira Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. The Gemara says, it's Gezeira. You'll ask me, it's Gezeira L'Gezeira, right? Because you can't do it on Shabbos, Shemayate. You can't do it on Yontif because you're afraid you can do it on Shabbos because you're afraid Shemayate. So the Achronim asked that kasha. Well, Shabbos v'Yontif is considered to be one, the same kind of general area, so therefore it's not considered to be gzeira gzeira. By the way, 99% in Shas, when they ask the kasha, it's gzeira gzeira, the answer is kulachad gzeira. Yeah, it's all one gzeira. It's all one gzeira. So the Gemara says something similar over here. Shabbos and Yom Tov are the Achronim say here, the Shabbos and Yom Tov is similar. Now the question is, why don't they make gzeira on all the oils and wicks that it should be usher to light them on Yom Tov atu Shabbos? Right, what about all the other ones that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? But those you're allowed on Yom Tov. So why only Shem and Sreifa do we say you can't do on Yom Tov because we're afraid you can do it on Shabbos? But all the other things that are usher on Shabbos we say are mutter on Yom Tov. Why don't you make the same gzeira? So that's because it's different. It's different. There, the issue is that it's not going to burn well. So we're afraid since it's not going to burn well, you can adjust the flame. So that's a problem on Shabbos. But it's not a problem on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to adjust it. So we're not afraid, even though it's mutter to be matlik on Yom Tov, we're not afraid that people are going to make the mistake and think that it's mutter on Shabbos, because everybody knows that you're allowed to light fires on Yom Tov and you're not allowed to light fires on Shabbos. That's something that everybody knows. Everyone knows Hatoyim with Teres B'Yom Tov B'Shabbos. However, the Isser of lighting with Shem and Sreifa is a mechudish dika iser. It's a brand new iser. What I'm quoting to you is Tosas Diramas L'Gzera. This is all this long Tosas in the bottom. I'm summarizing Tosas on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. But the nature of this iser is different. It's mechudish. Because the wick burns beautifully well with Shem and Sreifa. There's no problem about the fire. The fire burns when you use Shem and Sreifa. It's a beautiful, nice, wonderful light. That's not the problem. But the rabbis were afraid that you're going to cause it to burn faster because you have a mitzvah to be mevayer it. And this reasoning is, and that's why they asked it on Shabbos. So because this is like a weird mechudishdik kind of a reason of why we asked it on Shabbos, we're afraid people are going to confuse it. If you allow it on Yom Tov, then people are going to come to say it's mutter on Shabbos as well. As opposed to the thing that it doesn't burn well, everybody knows if I'm going to come to adjust it, there's going to be a problem on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. So we allow it on Yom Tov, but we don't allow it on Shabbos. But here, because this issue is mechudishdik, it's a new idea that we're afraid you're going to cause it to burn because you're going to make it burn fast because there's a mitzvah sreifa. So therefore, we're afraid if we permit you to do it on Yom Tov, people aren't going to understand, oh, you see, it's mutter, and it burns beautifully, so it's mutter on Yom Tov, and it burns beautifully, so it must be I can do it on Shabbos too. People are going to come to get confused. Azai zak toisus. Oh. And Tosas also says, "I it's gzeira l'gzeira." Tosas answers, "No, Shabbos and Yom Tov is all one gzeira." Very good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Rav Chista has a different answer. Why is it usher to light with Shem and Sreifa on Shabbos? Rav Chista has a different answer. L'shema yate lo chayshina. Now he doesn't buy into this business of, oh, I'm worried that people are going to cause it to burn faster because they know there's a din. They know there's a din that you have to burn the Shem and Sreifa. So because they know there's that halacha, so people are going to come to burn it on Shabbos. No, that's not the issue. Elahacha. Listen to this, gentlemen. You have to hulk up for this a little bit. When our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa on Shabbos, it's talking about where Yom Tov falls out on Friday. Pel de Kazachir. Rav Chista Amar, L'shema yata chashir. No, it's not Shema yata. You're allowed to burn Shem and Sreifa. There's no problem on a weekday. On a Friday that's a weekday, there's no problem with using Shem and Sreifa for Shabbos candles. On a Friday that's a weekday, Rav Chista disagrees. Rav Chista disagrees with that which we said before. Rabbah. Right, Rabbah said before, we're afraid of Shema Yata. Rav Chista disagrees. No, the only time you're not allowed to use Shemen of Truma that became Tummy for lighting the candles, really on a regular Friday, you're allowed to use it. The only time you're not allowed to use it, if it's Friday, is Yom Tov. If Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. Elahacha b'Yom Tov shechal yos Erev Shabbos askinan. That's the whole case the Mishnah is talking about, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that. But that's the whole case the Mishnah is talking about. Lefisha ain sarfin kachim b'yantif. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to burn karbanos that became pasul on yantif. Similarly, you're not allowed to burn truma temeya on yontif. Even if you're being nene from it, asks the Gemara, how can you say that? Vami diktani seifa. Wait a second. But in the Mishnah we're about to learn on Chof Daladam and Beis, it says, ein madlikim mishem and seifa biyantif. If the second Mishnah says you're not allowed to burn on yontif, well then why do I need another Mishnah, the Mishnah before, to tell me that you're also not allowed to burn on yontif? You tell me the same halacha twice. Well, what do you need to, if the Mishnah that we learned before is talking about yontif, why do I need two Mishnahs to teach me exactly the same halacha? Says the Gemara, you're right. They're both teaching the same halacha. The second Mishnah is giving you the reasoning of the first one. So the first Mishnah says you're not allowed to light Shabbos candles if Friday falls out on Yontif, because you're not allowed to light on Yontif. And the second Mishnah says, and by the way, while I'm on the topic of why I'm not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, it's because we're afraid, because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif, and so too you're not allowed to burn Shuma Tmei on Yontif, says the Gemara. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chista, we learned in the Brisa supporting Rav Chista. All of the wicks and the oils that were worried about Shema Yate, that you're not allowed to be madlik on Shabbos, you are allowed to be madlik on Yontif. Chutz mi shemen sreifa, except for shemen sreifa, which is also chutz mi shemen sreifa. Oh, the Bryce sounds like this: that even though if erev Shabbos falls out on a Friday, you are allowed to use shemen sreifa, but if erev Shabbos falls out on a Yontif, you can't. Why? Lefish ain sarfin kachim be yontif. Fine. Stop. Brand new topic. Here we go. Very, very interesting, fascinating, enjoyable topic. Here we go. Of course, every topic in the Daf Yomi is wonderful, beautiful, and enjoyable. Now. Okay. Fine. Says about Yibaylahu. The Bnei HaYeshiva asked the two-sided halachic informational question. Ma'ul lahaskir shulchanek b'birkas hamazon. Should you say alanisim in benching? Kevon dimidurabbanon, who, since the whole yantav of chanek zon, derabbanon lomad karina in benching, is a dindo raisa chanek as derabbanon, we're not going to mention chanek at all in benching. O dilma mishim persume nisim ad karinan. Or maybe because of persume nisim, we should say alanisim in benching. Answers the Gemara. Amarav Huna. Eino mazkir. You do not say alanisim in benching. Ve'im bala hazkir. But if you want to say it, it's not a hefsik. If you want to say it, mazkir bahoda. You should mention it in the bracha of Noda. Rav Huna by Yehuda ikla leveirava savalad kure bebona Yerushalayim. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava. He wanted to mention Alanisim, was on Chanukah, and they were mechabed him with benching. So when Rav Huna benched, he stopped by Alanisim. He wanted to mention it in Bonei Yerushalayim, like Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Amar lehu Rav Sheshes Kitfila. No, it's got to be like davening. Matfila Behoda Afber Kasamazon Behoda. Just like when it comes to tefillah, you put alanisim in modim. So too, when it comes to benching, you put alanisim in nodelecha Hashem Elokeinu. Gentlemen, says the Halakha. So the Achronim say here, fine, it's not a hefsik. Now, it sounds, according to the Maskanas of our Gemara, that alanisim in benching is only a reshus. It's not obligatory. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like it's not obligatory. It sounds like it's just optional. That's what it sounds like. However, if you look at the Ramba, however, the Meiri writes that nowadays everyone has already accepted saying Alanisim and benching as a chova, therefore it's obligatory. And the Rambam writes that way as well in Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Vav. And the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Pei Beis Aleph also paskins that way, that it is an obligation. Now, why is it? Oh, let's learn a little bit more, and then I'll stop and tell you this in the second one. So Rashi and Tosfos say over here, why is it that Al Anisim in benching and in davening is in Hoda'a, Modim and Nodeh, and yet Yalaviyavo is in Ritzei and in Bonei Yerushalayim. Ah. So let's do one more line. Ibailu, Ma'al Haski Rosh Chodesh, because I'm Muslim. Do you mention Yalaviyavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh? Imtim Salomar, Chanukah Durabanon Loit Tzarech, Rosh Chodesh Doraisa Tzarech. It's a kavachom, not a kavachom. Chanukah, there's no obligation. That's what the Gemara seems to say, but that's because it's the Rabbanan. But Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa, so maybe you do have to mention. Odilma, kevin delo aser basiyas malacha. Since Rosh Chodesh is not a legit holiday, it's only, there's no isim malacha. Lo maskarina, you don't have to mention yala v'yavo in benching. Answer the Gemara. Rav amar maskir, Rabbi Chanina amar eino maskir. Rav says you do mention yala v'yavo in benching. Rabbi Chanina says you don't mention. Now, I would have thought it depends on whether there's a mitzvah sachila on Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara seems to say whether it's Isser Malacha. That's the issue. Rav Chino Ma'ina Maskir. Before we get into this, just a shtickle side point in Rashi and Tosfos, which is a very important side point. So Rashi and Tosfos both point out, forget about whether you say Yala V'yava, we'll get to that in a minute in the Gemara. But why is it that Al Anisim is in Hoda and Nodeh, Modim and Nodeh, and Yala V'yava is in Ritzei and in Bonei Yerushalayim? So the reason is Rashi and Tosfos both point out over here that the nature of the tefillah is different. Al Anisim is thanking Hashem for the miracle. That's what Al Anisim is. Thank you, Hashem, for the miracle. So it belongs in Nodeh and Modim. Modim and Shmona Esrei. And Nodeh mentioning Nodelcha, thank you, Modim. Yalav Yav is a whole different story. It's a tefillah that Hashem should please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that we should once again be able to bring the special karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. So if it's a tefillah that we should be able to bring the Rosh Chodesh, so it makes sense, you should put it in Ritzei. Ritzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please want our karbanos, please accept our karbanos, rebuild our Beis HaMikdash, that we should once again be able to be makav karbanos. So both in Ritzei and in Bonei Yerushalayim, that's where it makes sense. Rachim Na Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha V'Atzio Mishkan Kodecha V'Malchus Beis David V'Abayis HaGodol HaKadosh Rebuilded V'Nei Yerushalayim. So the nature of Yal V'Yavu makes much more sense in Rachim and in Ritzei in Shemoneh Esrei, and the nature of Al Anisim, which is for Haidah, makes much more sense in Modim and in Nodeh. So says Rashi and Tosfos de Ramaschil Bebonei Yerushalayim. Take a look at this little Tosfos. Chavdal, Bebonei Yerushalayim. Kemo Rosh Chodesh, Omer Yal V'Yavu, Bebonei Yerushalayim, Mishum Di Yal V'Yavu, Hi Tfilo V'Tachnum, Teknu Bebonei Yerushalayim, Dihinami Tfilo, Uve Yud Ches Teknu B'Avodesh, Hi Tfilo, Hashev Yisrael Yerushalayim. That's the whole Yal V'Yavu is asking for that Tfilo. So it makes sense that it should be in that bracha. Beautiful. Oh. Back in the Gemara again.
I say that whenever there's Yalav Yavo, it's always tied. There must be also a
Karbanos. Karbanos, that's what it seems to be, yeah. Hashem, on Yontif, please rebuild the base of Israel. Should we be able to bring those Karbanos of Yontif again? That's what it seems to be, yeah. What's the tefillah? Yalav Yavo v'yagia v'yera'ev v'yeratzev v'yishma v'yibakei v'zachizach u'fikta v'zichon Mashiach ben David avdecha v'zichon Yerushalayim ir kodshecha v'zichon kol amcha b'yisrael v'nechecha. Yeah, it's a tefillah that we should once again be able to be there. Okay, Ibai Lahu. Again, Ma'al Haski Rosh Chodesh Brukes HaMazon. Should you mention Yalav Yavo in benching? Imtim Salomar, Chanukah, Durabanan Loi Tzarech, Rosh Chodesh Doraisa Tzarech, Odilma, Kevan Delo Asa Basis Malacha, Rosh Chodesh is not such a legit holiday, Lo Maskirinen, you don't mention Yalav Yavo. Rav Amar Maskir, Rav Chin Amar Eno Maskir, Amar Rav Zrika, Nekot Rav Biyadcha. Rav is correct, you should say Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh. How do I know? Dekai Rav Oshaya Kavasei. Because Rav Oshaya established a brisa along the same opinion. It doesn't mean that, I mean, Rav Oshaya he established a brisa, he learned the brisa like Rav Shita. The Tani Rabbi Oshaya, the following rules about Kiddush and mentioning Yalav Yavo. Yamim Shiesh Ben Karban Musaf, if a day has a Karban Musaf, Kagon Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shel Moed, Arvitz V'Shachus V'Mincha Mispal Shmon Esrei. Ma'ariv Shachris and Mincha you daven Shmona Esrei. Va'omer me'ena ma'ora, you say Yalav v'yavo. Me'ena ma'ora means something about the yontif. Va'omer me'ena ma'ora, so this is Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. Be'avoda, you say it in Ritzei. V'imlo amar machzir noso. And if you forget Yalav v'yavo on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back. Now it sounds like even by Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh. So the Mefarshim point out that that's not true. Well, first of all, 1 second. V'imlo amar machzir noso. If you forget it, you go back. Now, at what point? So, if you finished the Shmona, so you got to go back. But if you finished just the bracha of Ritzei, you could say Yalav Yavo right there at the spot. However, if you started Modim already, you got to go back to Ritzei. Ve'ein Bahem Kedusha ala Kos. There's no Kiddush. Ve'yesh ben Askar Berkasam Mazon. Oh, there you have it. On Rosh Chodesh, you do mention Yalav Yavo in benching. Yamim She'ein ben Karban Musaf. Now again, even though it says over here that Arvis, you go back if you forget Yalav Yavo, we don't hold that way. The Gemara says in Brachos that by Meir, Vein Mekachin Asachodesh Balayla, so you would not repeat Yalav Yavo. You would not repeat Shema Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo, night of Rosh Chodesh. When it says over here you repeat, it means Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, you do repeat Shema Esrei. But on Rosh Chodesh, if you get Yalav Yavo at night, you do not repeat Shema Esrei. It says Gemara, Yamim She'ein ben Karban Musaf. Kigon, Sheni v'chamishi v'tanios u'mamados, other special days that don't have Musaf. Like Monday, Thursday, he's going to explain in a minute what he means. He's going to say it means Monday, Thursday, Monday. We'll see in a minute. And Tanis and Ma'amados. We'll see in a minute what Ma'amados are also. Hold on 1 second. Somewhere it says, Sheni v'chamishi ma'i v'tai. Well, what's Monday, Thursday? El, no, I mean, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel tanios. They used to establish fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, when it would not rain. Umamados. What's Ma'amados? A long Rashi over here. Ma'amados are that the Nevi'im Rishonim divided all of Klal Yisrael up into 24 Ma'amados, families of Yisraelim, that some of them would go up to Yishalayim and others would stay in their own hometowns. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days a week they'd fast and they'd lane Kriyas HaTorah every day. They had a special laning from Bereishis. Vayevarech Yom Echad, Vayevarech Yom Sheni. And these were the representatives of Klal Yisrael for the Karban Tamid. Because the Karban Tamid, the halacha of a Karban is Tishmeru, la'akriv li b'mo'ado. The Gemara learns out from Tishmeru that the Bailam have to be there. So again, the all of Klal Yisrael is the Bailam of the Karban Tamid. How do you do that? So the Nevi'im set up Ma'amados that these every week was your week. It was your week to serve as the family that was going to observe the Ma'amados, part in Yerushalayim and part in your own hometown. So here it says, Shem Yerushalayim Tanios. Wow. You say Anenu. Mariv Shachris and Mincha on a Tainis, you say Anenu. We don't hold that way. Bishomea Tfila. Vimlo Amar Ein Machzirno. So if you forget Anenu, you don't repeat it. Ein Manaskara Bebirkas Abmazon. And you don't mention the Tainis in benching, meaning if you ate at night. Right? Some of these Tainis are only during the day. This is interesting. It says here that you say Anenu at night, even though you didn't start fasting till the next day. So, fine. So the Mefarsh, the Tosis points this out. V'avshei misana el b'yom, even though you only fast during the day, you mention Anenu even by Mariv the night before and by Shachris. Shemispal tefilas tanis gamas, right. V'chein evi b'tshuvas ha'ga'onim b'raisa shinuba shelfam adam shari b'tainis. Sometimes a person, the Rishalmi, the Chuvas Agonim quotes that sometimes a person's fasting and he doesn't say Anenu. That's Ma'ariv after the fast. And sometimes he's not fasting and he does say Anenu. That's Ma'ariv the night of the fast and Shachris. However, the Gaonim conclude there that our minig is that we only mention it Mincha. Why? Because we're afraid if you say it Ma'ariv and Shachris, maybe you'll get sick and you'll have to break your fast. But Ma'ariv and Shachris were for maybe to get sick. And then you're going to be a chakrin. You're going to be a liar. You're going to say, Anenu at Ma'ariv, Anenu at Shachris. You're going to have to break your fast because you're sick. So that's what we always say to Mincha. Take a look at Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. That's why the Chazan mentions it in Shachris. Why does the Chazan mention it? Because for sure, someone's going to fast. It can't be Gantz Klal Yisrael. The whole Jewish people is not going to make it through the fast. Everyone's going to get sick. I guess maybe nowadays we could have such a chashash, Rachman al-Utslan. But we're not worried. So the Chazan could say, because he's representing the Tzibur, clearly someone from the Tzibur is going to fast. You could rely on that fact. So he says it. That's why the Chazan says it's at Shachris. But all of Klal Yisrael doesn't, because we're afraid maybe you're going to have to eat. the Maharsha explains here that this is only in the later generations that we got weak, so we're worried that we're going to have to break the fast. But the earlier generations, they used to say the Shacharis because they were strong. They were Starka Yidden in the old days. The old days, they were Starka Yidden. They would fast. Didn't matter what would happen, they were going to fast. They didn't care how sick they got, they were fasting. So that's why they used to say it, Maravit Shacharis. So says the Maharsha. Take a look at Tosas. Take a look at Tosas. Tavius and Mamodos. Mash Pirsha Gonam Shain on the Regin Lomra Arvis Afila Shachas. Shema Yelonis Holy Obomas Nims a Shakam Bitfiloso. I the Chazan. Hainu Yevsha Shalay Yisan Echad Mem. At least one guy's going to be Miss Anna. Magen Avram writes that nowadays, even if you dive in Mincha 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Mincha Gedola, maybe you should argue there's still a lot of chance. Maybe you're going to have to break the fast. You get sick by 4. No. We say, even if you've done Mincha Gedola, you still say Anenu. And that's the way it's Kipaskind in Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, once you fasted already, he says like this, the Magen Avraham writes, once you fasted till Chatzos, it already has the status of a fast. So even if you would break your fast, 4 o'clock, it's not called that you're a chakran. You can still say Biyom sometime, he's saying it because you at least had a half a day fast. Azoy Zok the Magen Avraham. Beautiful. Oh, okay. Here we go. Too much good stuff to say. I got to keep going. All right, here we go. Ibailahu. The Bnei Ha'ishiv has to ask a halach information question. Ma lahaskir shel Chanukah b'musafin. Should you say Al-Anisim in Musaf? You say Al-Anisim Shachris Mincha Mayriv because on a regular day of Chanukah you have Shachris Mincha Mayriv. That was the original Takana. Musaf's got nothing to do with Chanukah. Now it's Shabbos Chanukah now. You're saying Musaf, but it's Chanukah. So do you say Al-Anisim in Musaf? Came in the last day Musaf b'di day. Since Musaf has no Shaykhis to Chanukah, there is no carbon Musaf that comes mitzad Chanukah, lomad karinan, so don't say Al Anisim, or Dilma, yoim hu shechai b'arba tefilos. It's a day, today is a Shabbos, it's a day of Chanukah that you happen to have to say 4 tefilos. So Musaf is one of the tefilos that you say, so you should say Al Anisim, I Musaf as well. Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda d'amri tarvayu, eino maskir. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say you don't say Al Anisim I Musaf. Rav Nachman and Yochanan Damar Tavayu Maskir. They say you do say Al Anisim. Rav Baila Rav Yosef. Hod Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Deravu. I can bring you a proof from something Rav said. Damar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Shabbos Ein Otzarch Laskis Shor Rosh Chodesh. You just say the guy who's Maftir Navi when he's making the brachos after the Haftorah. Mikadesh HaShabbos. You just say Mikadesh HaShabbos. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. What? You just laid HaShemayim Kisi. You just laid the special Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Haftorah is not Shaykh to Rosh Chodesh. So why aren't you mentioning Rosh Chodesh? Shel Mala Shabbos Ein Navi B'Rosh Chodesh. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, you don't Maftir. So this would seem to be the exact same case. Says the one, no, it's not the same case. Mi Dami. Hasam Navi B'Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. There's never any Haftorah in Rosh Chodesh. But Hacha Isim Barbas Shachas Mincha. But in terms of Al Anisim on Shabbos Chanukah, you do say Al Anisim by Shachas Mincha Mayrev of Shabbos Chanukah. So it's not like Chanukah is not Shaykh to Al Anisim. Shachas Mincha Mayrev is just not Shaykh Musaf. But that's only one tefillah. But the rest of the day you say Al Anisim. As opposed to Maftir, Maftir is not Shaykh to Rosh Chodesh at all. You never say a Maftir on Rosh Chodesh. El Lahadami, it's more comparable to the following case. Damar Rav Achtavayim Rav Masna Marav. Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Shabbos falls out on Yontif, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. Apparently, they used to have a custom in the times of the Gemara. They used to say Maftir Shabbos Mincha. They used to say Maftir Shabbos Mincha, but not Yontif Mincha. Oh, so what about if you're now doing the Haftorah by Shabbos that's also Yontif Mincha, do you mention Yontif? Eino Tzarech La'Aska Shal Yontif. Shalmala Shabbos ain't Navi B'mincha B'yantav because Navi Yantav has no Shaychus with Maftir. So this din is Mamish exactly like the same halacha as Al Nisim by Musaf. And it says over here that they would not mention Yantav. So if you don't mention Yantav on Shabbos, that's Yantav by Maftir, by Mincha. So too, you shouldn't mention Al Nisim on Musaf by Chanukah. Says the Gemara, V'les Hilchas HaKachal HaNishmaitza. We don't paskin like any of this. Ella, ki hadam Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yom Kippur Mishchalios b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, I'm misspelling the Ilah. Tzarech Lahazkir Shal Shabbos. You mentioned Shabbos at an Ilah. Yom Ushin is Chayv Arba Tefilos. So the Gemara says, no. Once the day is Chayv, so even the Ilah, there's no Shayachas to Ilah by Shabbos. Nevertheless, you mention it by an Ilah anyway. You mention Shabbos by an Ilah. So too, you should mention Chanukah Al Nisan by Musaf. And so too, you should also mention Yontif by Shabbos Mincha on Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Yontif Mincha. Says the Gemara, Kash Hilchsa Hilchsa. Am Hilchsa Kerabi Shimon Levi. V'kaimelon Hilchsa Kerabi. Dama Rabbi, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Shliach Tziba Yoril Fnei Ateva Ba'arvis. Friday night, when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, Eino Tzarech Laaske Shel Yom Tov. In Magin Avos, you don't mention Yontif. Shel Mol Shabbos, Eino Shliach Tziba Yoril Arvis B'Yontif. Because you don't say Magin Avos on Yontif. Says the Gemara, come on, it's not a good comparison. Hachi Ashta. The whole Magin Avos you don't have to say. Awesome, bididu. By the way, nowadays, Friday night, you shouldn't say Magen Avos if you're davening at home. Only in shul you say such a thing. Because of this Gemara right here. Hachi Ashta. Awesome, bididu, dafil b'shabbos nami lo tzarech. You don't even have to say Magen Avos on a regular Friday night. The reason why they instituted Magen Avos is they used to daven in the fields, and it was very dangerous to walk home. And people would end Shimon Esrei early, and of course they're not going to wait for everybody else, because you got to get home to your wife's chicken soup. So you're not going to wait for the guys who daven along Shimon Esrei. So they instituted Magen Avos to delay davening a little bit so that the guys who have a longer Shmon Esrei, they'll skip it and they'll be caught up and everybody will leave shul at the same time. Nobody will get mugged on the way home because the shuls were out in their boondocks. Aval hacha, yom ushin tzchayv arba tefilos. But here, it's the day that's chayv in four tefilos, and therefore, by Shabbos, by Ne'ilah, Yom Kippur, you mentioned Shabbos. By Chanukah, Musaf, you mentioned Al Nisim. Even though there's no Musaf, and by Shabbos that is Rosh Chodesh when they used to lay in Maftir by Mincha, so you would mention both Shabbos and Yontif, even though there's never any laying by Mincha. Now, even though the Gemara seems to come out this way, Halacha Lemaisa, there are some areas where we still go the other way, and here I have, I think, a nice story for you if I have time to say it. You bear with me. So, the question is like this. There's a machlokas mechaber and Raman Shulchan Aruch. Yom Kippur, maftir yoina. Yom Kippur mincha, maftir yoina. So, if you look in the machzorim, you stop by Magin David. You don't say ala Torah, ala Avavda, ala Vim, val yom hakipurim hazeh. Why? It's machlokas mechaber Raman Shulchan Aruch. We follow the Ramah. So most machzorim do not have ala Torah ala Avodah. We just stop at Magen David. So if Salvechik explained, what's the machlokas mechaber? The mechaber says you should say ala Torah ala Avodah val yom hakipurim hazeh by Mincha. The question is, what's the nature of this takana of why we say maftir by Mincha Yom Kippur? Is it a din mi din tainis tzibur, which we have a maftir every tainis tzibur by Mincha? So that's what most people assume. It's like a regular tainis tzibur. It's like a regular Tanis Tzibur. So you stop Magen David, and the trup is a weekday trup. You don't lane Yom Kippur Nusach. You don't lane with the Yom Kippur trup because it's a regular din Tanis Tzibur. So there's a maftir. That's the Ramah. What's the logic in the Mechaber? So Rav Salvechik said, and by the way, the Vilna Gaon holds like the Mechaber. So Rav Salvechik was often makbid to do like the Shitas HaGaon. So the Mechaber says no. You do say ala Torah v'ala Avodah. So Rav Salvechik explained Pshat in the Mechaber is he held there was a special institution Yom Kippur in the afternoon to say Maftir Yoina Midina Yom HaKippurim. It's not a Din Tanis Tzibur, and therefore you have to say ala Torah v'ala Avodah v'ala Yom HaKippurim Hazeh in the Bracha. And Rav Salvechik also said you should lane the trup by Mincha. His minhag was to lane the trup by Mincha in the Yom Kippur Nusach, not in the weekday Nusach, because it wasn't a Kriyas HaTorah Mitzad Tanis Tzibur, was a Kriyas HaTorah Mitzad Yom Kippur and a Maftir Mitzad Yom Kippur, Maftir Yoina. So said Rav Salvechik. Listen to the story. In 1995, 25 years ago, I had a student in my 9th grade MTA shiur, whose name was Yaakov Jaffe. Yaakov Jaffe, 1995, was a freshman MTA, brilliant kid. In 2010, 15 years later, he writes me the following email. I recently became the rabbi of Rav Salvechik's minion in the Maimonides school. They have a small minion, Rav Salvechik's old minion, they have a small minion in Maimonides. He became the rabbi. And I remember what you taught me 15 years ago in 9th grade in MTA, this Daher, this Rav Salvechik's Vart. I remember as a ninth grader, the guy was now 30 years old, a rabbi. I remember as a ninth grader, he wasn't a usual ninth grader. He wasn't a regular ninth grade MTA kid. He wasn't a typical MTA freshman. He was not a typical, he was a brilliant kid. But I remember, so I listened and I saw in the Haftorah, in the Rav's Minyan, they said, Ala Torah v'alavoda. But they laned with the weekday trup. So I said, Kamenetsky must be wrong. They laned with the weekday trup. And then I read the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter wrote this whole piece up in Nefesh HaRav, and I asked the older Balei Korah, who said, yeah, when Rav Soloveitchik was here, we used to lane with the trup of Yom Kippur. We used to, Kamenetsky was right. And he said, as the rabbi, he reinstituted the old minhag, because when Rav Soloveitchik passed away, they adopted the new minhag, they laned the weekday laning. But I reinstituted Rav Soloveitchik, because I asked the older people, the older Balei Korah, said, Rav Soloveitchik used to lane Yom Kippur Trup Shabbos Mincha. So now, again, Rav Soloveitchik's minion, they lane Yom Kippur Trup Shabbos Mincha. Okay, now it's worth waking up in the morning. Let's continue. V'lo ba'alya. So the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to light with the fat of the sheep. Chachamim hain tanakama. So wait a second. It says, V'lo ba'alya. Nocham Amori says, you're allowed to cook it. Chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to use it. Chachamim is the same as tanakama. Answer the Ekmanai, there are Brona Marav. The difference is, we learned earlier, if you mix some good oil in, could you use the bad oil with the good oil? V'loi misaime. It's not clear whether tanakama is machmir and chachamim are makil, or tanakama is makil, chachamim machmir. The Gemara is not sure which one is which. Okay. New Mishnah. Oh boy, we're late. Here we go. Says the new Mishnah. Ein madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yantif. You're not allowed to light yantif. You're not allowed to light yantif candles with truma that's burnt that you have to burn. Tamei truma that you have to burn. Rabbi Shmuel omer ein madlikim b'itron. You're not allowed to light with the bad part of the tar, the pitch, because it smells bad. Even though it burns beautifully, but it smells. B'nei kavod haShabbos, it smells bad. The Chachamim disagree. They say no. All you're allowed to light on Shabbos with all the oils, b'shemen shumshemen, b'shemen egozim, sesame, nuts, b'shemen snonos, radish oil, b'shemen dogim, fish oil, b'shemen pakos, gourd or pumpkin, b'itron, the tip pitch, even though it smells bad, uvaneft, gas. You're allowed to light with it. Rabbi Tafnomer, ein madigan el b'shemen zayis bilvad. No. He says you have to use Shemen Zayis because it burns the best. The Medrash says that the Torah was Mechaviv Halakha Shemen Zayis in the Migdash, so therefore you should use it on Shabbos also. You see, the Torah considers this the most Mehudar. Taisa says that Shemen Zayis, it burns the nicest. Machloikas. Okay. Now again, we pointed out earlier, there's a fundamental Machloikas, what's going on over here. Let's just finish the Gemara here. My time. Lefisha ain sarfin kachim biyantif. Why you're not allowed to light with Shemen Sreifa? Because you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa on Yantif. And therefore, you're not allowed to have the oil burn on Yantif. Minani mili. How do we know this? What do you mean? It's a mitzvah saseh to burn it. Why don't we say ase docha lo saseh? It says in the Torah that when it comes to nosar, you're not allowed to leave it over, and whatever's left over, you burn it as extra words. It means you got to wait till not Yontif morning, you got to wait till the next morning, Cholamoe, to burn it. Lo olas chol b'yantif. So the ola from Friday, you're not allowed to burn on yantif. Rav Amar Amar kra hu levado yasel lechem hu velo machshirin machshiri ochel nefesh not toch yantif levado velo milah shlo bezmano a mila not on its proper day is not toch yantif da asi bekal v'chomer. So if not for this drasha, you would have thought that it is with you know what? Okay, should we do this? Let's see. Rav Ashi Amar, one second. Rav Ashi Amar. Shabbos, Shabboson, Asay, there's an Asay and a Los Asay. V'hadale Yontif Asay Los Asay, Ein Asay Dochas Los Asay V'Asay. So the Asay of burning Kachim on Yontif does not push off the load. There's Asay of Shabboson and a Los Asay of burning on Yontif. So therefore, we say Ein Asay Docha Los Asay V'Asay. I did that a little bit quickly. Why did I do it quickly? Because I have a lot to say on this. Okay, how should we do this? Okay, the most important here, most important. Again, I did a little bit too quickly. So let me just explain most important. First in the Mishnah, again. Earlier in the Gemara, we explained there's a machlokas amoraim, what the Mishnah is referring to over here. Ein madlikim mishem and serifa biyantif. What does this mean? According to Rav Chista, it means this is just giving you the reason for the Mishnah earlier why you can't light Shabbos candles when Erev Shabbos falls out on Yontif. It's really telling you the reason why Ein Malikim Mishem and Serif on Shabbos. The reason is, since you're not allowed to burn something on Yontif, so if Erev Shabbos falls out on Yontif, you're not allowed to burn it. However, if Erev Yontif falls out on a weekday, you are allowed to use Shem and Sreifa for Yontif. I'm sorry. Erev Shabbos that falls out on a weekday, there is no Isser, according to Rav Chista. If Erev Shabbos falls out on a weekday, in Kal v'chomer, if Erev Yontif falls out on a weekday, you're allowed to light with Shem and Sreifa. So, Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreifa B'Yontif, according to Rav Chista, means on Yontif, you're not allowed to burn Shem and Sreifa, because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. So on Yontif, and therefore, if Erev Shabbos falls out on Yontif, you're not allowed to. That's where Rav Chista learns this. However, we learned earlier, according to Rabbah, the Mishnah has explained to you why not only are you not allowed to light Shem and Sreifa on a regular Erev Shabbos, that's a weekday, because we're afraid Shema Yateh. Remember, Rabbah said we're afraid you're going to make it burn, you're going to adjust it on Shabbos, because you want to burn it faster. And because of that, not only is it us to light on Erev Shabbos, it's also us to light it on Erev Yontif. Even though there's no problem with Shema Yateh, it's Kul Echad Gzeira. Okay? So that's very important. So in this mission, when it says, Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreif B'Yontif, there's a fundamental dispute on the Amoraim, what the words mean, just what the simple words mean. Rav Chista says it means you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. Erev Yontif would be no problem, but on Yontif you can't do it. And therefore, if Erev Shabbos falls out on Yontif, you can't burn it. It's giving you the reason why we said earlier that Ein Madlikin, if Erev Shabbos falls out on Yontif. But if Erev Shabbos falls out on a weekday, or Erev Yontif falls out on a weekday, you are allowed to use Shem and Sreifa. That's Rav Chista. Rabbah says, no. On Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it, because we're afraid Shema Yateh. And once we make a decree Erev Shabbos, we also make a decree Shema Yateh, Erev Yontif as well. That's point number one. And I'm sorry, I'm a minute over time, but let me just, I read the Gemara too fast. Minohani Mili. So how do we know that you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif, and that you're not allowed to light a candle with Shem of Shuma Tmeah? If it's a mitzvah asay to burn it, why don't you say that asay is docha the los asay of asay docha los asay? So we have a special pasuk that says you're not allowed to burn nosar on Yontif morning. Why don't you say asay docha los asay there also? So you say special pasuk vanosma ad boker rishon. Ad boker sheni, you have to wait to burn it. So you see that the mitzvah of burning nosar is not doche yontif. Amar Abaye, damar kra, second answer, olas Shabbos, v'shabbat olas ochol v'olas chol b'yontif. So if you're not allowed to burn the fats in the limbs, which is an avoda, is not doche yontif. Kal v'chomer, the burning of kachim, is not doche yontif. And Rav has a third answer, amar kra, hu levado yeseh lechem, hu v'lo makshir, levado v'lo mila shelo bizmana. You might have thought that Mila Shalob Bizmana should be Docha Yontif. And once Mila Shalob Bizmana is not Docha Yontif, so too other mitzvahs say that you could be Mekayim it tomorrow just as easily. You could burn the Truma tomorrow, is not Docha Yontif. Rav Ashi says, Shabbos Shabboson, by Yontif, it's an Asay and a Los Asay, Asay Vahavale Yontif Asay Velos Asay, Vein Asay Dochas Los Asay Asay. Okay, we will stop here. Everybody should have a wonderful health and safe day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.